got in them. I'm sorry. Somebody got a feeling. I'm sorry, but I just can't stop. I guess you deal with it heading to the top. Yeah, my heart ache, but I just can't quit. I need a home and I ain't made it to a brick. I'm sorry, but I just can't stop. I guess you deal with it heading to the top. Yeah, my heart ache, but I just can't quit. I need a home and I ain't made it to a brick. Dodie on the dresser, it's pressure. Thinking about my tea on the grind, I couldn't help me. Whisper to a mama and a heart started beat. High stay strong, man. That's all that she would teach me. MGT, Lana Renee Queen, I miss you. And things been blurry since you've been gone out of the picture. I'm so in a hurry, but seems I'm getting nowhere quicker. So deep in the mud, it seems I can't get richer. I'm sorry, but I just can't stop. I guess you deal with it heading to the top. Yeah, my heart ache, but I just can't quit. I need a home and I ain't made it to a brick. I'm sorry, but I just can't stop. I guess you deal with it heading to the top. Yeah, my heart ache, but I just can't quit. I need a home and I ain't made it to a brick. Since you came into my life day one, it changed it. Tried to stop hustling for hard times, it changed it. I know you've been hurt from the streets, we gon' blame it. Give me a little time, I'm talking to my oldest baby. Have your little boyfriend, that's cute, maybe. I'm tripping over love because I made women hate me. You sent from up above, adorable young lady. Any pain or cause, I've been wanting to tell you late. I'm sorry, but I just can't stop. I guess you deal with it heading to the top. Yeah, my heart ache, but I just can't quit. I need a home and I ain't made it to a brick. I'm sorry, but I just can't stop. I guess you deal with it heading to the top. Yeah, my heart ache, but I just can't quit. I need a home and I ain't made it to a brick. Say, I just wanted to take the time out to say I'm sorry, man. This game, you hurt a lot of people. I'm sorry.
What's facilitating out there, man? Y'all already know, man. We jerked out jerking on the jerkzillion jerk scales jerkfully. This is Family Nation Forever Radio, man. This is the Mr. King 1033 Side C. We're going to get it in tonight, man. Big Stats Out, man. Tacoma right there. We're to the top, man. First song airing Big Stats Out. Tacoma, man. That's Family right there. Got a lot of love for him, man. Cool, cool person. Hey, be grinding, be doing his thing. Some big shout out to him. Sending nothing but motivation and inspiration out his way. You dig? Hey, man, we got a nice show for you. This is another No Topics Off Limits show. So ain't no telling what I'm going to get into tonight, man. We're going to touch on a little bit of this and we're going to touch on a little bit of that. But it's going to put something on your mind that's going to tickle your spine, you dig? And that's what we're supposed to do. Also, we got that jerk mix for you, man. Y'all know I slip in the zone, man, and I open the vault up and I let y'all hear some of these hot upcoming artists, man, and indie artists from all over the world, man, all over the country and all over the world. And I got to say big shout out to all the artists, man, that we do work with or that we have worked with and we still got that connection with them. Big shout out to them, man. So it's going down, man. We're going to soft y'all up for a little bit, let y'all get in the mood, and we're going to come back, man, and I'm going to jump off into one of these topics you did because all 223, we say, man, all 23 do better. Gotta do better.
Do better, do better, do better, do better, do better. I didn't wanna do it, been staying in my own lane, but you bitches keep riding through it, talking shit like it's a game. Only thing that I find funny is my rap drive you insane, or the fact you stay updated and lurking on my page. Me and you are not the same, yeah, that's a different DNA. I only live a life that I'm about, you made one being fake. You the biggest hoe I know, so let me go and get my break. How you fucking with the family, bitch, you always been a snake. Told you to leave me alone. How you talking all this shit without owning a phone? How you fuck them and then feeling still call them your bro? That's it was fuck bro. Me and my child, you turned your back on your own. Woo. Don't come for me, baby, he already labeled me as new queen. Baby, he already labeled me as new queen. Fire bars have just begun. How you really have three kids and not a three? You don't have one. How you claiming that you changed, but whole time you was on the run. I didn't wanna do this, but I must admit it's kinda fun. You say that you're not bothered what the public post about. You keep hating on my name, well shout out for the clout. The fact I got your baby daddy seems to really stress you out. I put him on the juicy fruit, we heard about just sauerkraut. Ew, bitch, who the fuck are you? Popping pills while you were pregnant, think I'm taking shit from you. Ew, still the same bitch tricking on the corner of me. And you got different ways to get our chicken. Woo! Don't come for me, baby, he already labeled me as new queen. Baby, he already labeled me as new queen.
Hey, what's up with it, Famo Nation? It's Dallas Chuck T coming live from Triple E, Dallas, Texas. You already know I'm rocking with Chop On It Radio. Yeah.
Hey, we in the goddamn business, nigga. Big business, nigga. You know what's going on, nigga. Hello, Mellow is on, nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dallas Chuck T. Sneaky Nicky Kid.
Fly, blast the speaker so loud. If you don't walk, they try. If it go, hide the smile. In everything we do, we focus on the prize. Set me to manifest the real manifest. I wanna get to manifest, not fantasy. Take me to manifest the real manifest. I wanna get to manifest, not fantasy. Riches and glory, we never tell lies. Make you listen to my story while we're sipping that wine, like Bernie and Clyde. Forever we divide. If you don't know the game, make you step to the side. We fight for our rights and everything that was deprived. Hip hop music don't rise above the hate and lies. Educate and entertain, meditate against the pain. Never lose it, keep trying. You can win that prize. Take me to manifest the real manifest. I wanna get to manifest, not fantasy. Take me to manifest the real manifest. I wanna get to manifest, not fantasy.
I'm a prize like you want me out of crane machine. Big dog, so I get this shit by any means. Yeah, I'm up cause I'm feeding off my energy. Built plays like I'm Derek out in Tennessee. Big wheels when we started from the highway. 58 bands, I call that a bomb. I'm just trying to get rich because that's real. Why the fuck would I die when I got no will? Picking up the bud, light a blunt, blood and I'll smoke. Said he wanna hit, I'm looking at him like no. Never gonna pass it cause I'm not a good host. When they banging this shit, looking at it like oh, oh, oh. Got it on D-Lo, boosting my ego. Breaking down pads, get a mobile like Devo. Double on cash with a night at the casino. Ditto, ditto.
Take me to manifest the real manifest. I wanna get to manifest, not fantasy. Take me to manifest the real manifest. I wanna get to manifest, not fantasy.
I'm gonna give y'all a couple more, man. We're gonna come back and y'all know I gotta talk about it, man. They done mess with the queen, man. They done mess with the queen Beyonce, man. So you know I gotta touch on it just a little bit and break it down to you, man. Yeah, man, we gotta get it in. Let's go.
I've been down for so long. All I've ever known to do is to be strong. I might bend. I won't break. Cause I remember what my mama used to say. She used to tell me I was different. Thank God I paid attention. She used to say that I was different. It ain't easy being gifted. Oh no. All my life I've been an outcast, never outclassed, been about cash. Always cared about the art of it, a la carte, the kid ain't never outmatched. Remember when they used to pig on me, you ain't never gonna be shit, homie. Now they asking for a flick, what the fuck is this? Get up off my dick, homie, said I'm a little retarded. I said I'm the life of the party, they said I was gonna be sorry. I flip that shit like I'm Jeff Hardy. Off the top rope with the swan, tom bomb. They all believed I was dumb. I would suggest that you run. I was knocked down but not done, no. I had to fall back, I was using the hate as a bow. I see what they saying, they praying I never let go. They know once I do, this chapter they've written is closed. Rewrote. Cause I've been down for so long. All I've ever known to do is to be strong. I might bend. I'll never break. Cause I remember what my mama used to say. She used to tell me I was different. Thank God I paid attention. She used to say that I was different. It ain't easy being gifted. Oh no. No.
This has been KHAN Radio. This DJ takes requests and throws them in the fucking trash.
I knew you were the one for me. For you I'd do anything. Baby, you're perfect. You show why you're worth it. Don't want nobody else with me. I swear you got all of me. That's why you like me. That's why you got that ring.
Baby, show me why she worthy, that she hurt. The way she talking to me got me thinking about murder. She been through with kissing holes, time her body glisten. And baby, real smart too. She can teach and dish. And talking that smart shit, I'm blowing back, listen. Sizzling her half naked, we chopping on the mission. We thinking about the diss and how she sliding with the miss. Baby got a good education and a game plan. I'm with the sisters, like a real OG, man. Smoke was in the air. I'm rubbing on the body and playing with her hair. It don't matter what go down, she always gonna be there. Told me, baby, we can get it. Make love and handle business. He can soldier with her, and she gon' stay committed. She don't care what happened. The mothers, they can't have me. We ain't got no kids, so sometimes she call me pappy. She love to bend it over, yell back, slap it, daddy.
I knew you were the one for me. For you I'd do anything. Baby, you're perfect. You show why you're worth it. Don't want nobody else with me. I swear you got all I need. That's why you worth it. That's why you got that
thing. See, I'm saying that you're perfect, girl, just for me. And our chemistry seems to be meant to be. Let's take a ride, take a trip, relax back, let our minds flip. I'm digging you, you digging me. It's way past just sexually. I'm feeling you, getting into you. I can see myself coming home to you. A wife, wife, queen. No, I don't see in between. A life, a partner. Let's create a team. Loyalties with loyalties. We can build our dreams. Done that. I'm here, girl, and I ain't with that. I'm a king, baby, need a queen, baby. I ain't got no time for playing jack. I'm real with you, you real with me. That sounds like a perfect match. Your eyes glowing, your vibe going. Let me spend my life with that. I'm real with you, you real with me. That sounds like a perfect match. Your eyes glowing, your vibe going. Let me spend my life with that.
I knew you were the one for me. I'll do anything. Baby, you're perfect. You show why you're worth it. Don't want nobody else with me. I swear you got all I need. That's why you like me. That's why you got that
Had to hook y'all up, man. Had to hook y'all up. Look, check it out. After this next song, man, we're going to come back with that chop. We're going to come back with that chop, man. Salute. OG Gramps on the line with us, too, man. The world to go crazy, man. I understand both sides, man, but we got to chop about it, man. First, tried to go after Aretha Franklin's Natural Woman song. Nah, y'all done up and did it. Y'all done spoke on the Queen Bee, man. Told y'all, man. Don't say shit about Beyonce. Beyonce good. She cool. She doing her thing. She did it, whatever. Say whatever you want to say about it, man, but leave the woman alone. But since y'all spoke on the man, we got to chop on the man, and that's what we're going to do when we come back.
If you're looking for another human being opinion, you already lost. I'm living for my legacy. I feel you, bro. What level else?
Don't ever think I feel low, because I'm going to show you that that shit slow. I keep a burner on me, that's for sure. That little 30 minutes.
my city and I'm rich as fuck. I put a bag on your head if you play up. I'm riding through my city and I'm rich as fuck. I put a bag on your head.
Don't let me dump you niggas like I'm Roger. I keep that effing in if I feel bothered. I knew that was a bitch, so I took her shopping. I told her I'm a daddy, but I ain't a father. I'm from the village and I'm hood rich. I got some city niggas mad cause they broke, bitch. I'm from the hood and I'm doing well. Niggas on my dick and they can't help themselves. Oh well, if you know what's up with me, then you know what's up with me. If you know what's up with me, then you know what's stuck with me. I ride around the city with a chopper. You know I got that flame like I'm Flocka. Don't ever think I feel low, cause I'ma show you that that shit's slow. I keep a burner on me, that's for sure. The little 30 man that ain't
caller, man. Let's go. I'm going to call out your last four digits and you'll be live on air. Last four digits, 9307. Welcome to Femo Nation Forever Radio. Who we got?
You already know who it is. I ain't been on here in a while, man. What's good, Femo Nation?
What's popping with you, Femo? What's good with you? Man, go
man,
ahead
I got
and
a whole
let them know where you're calling in from and let them know what your name is, man. Hey, it's good to hear from you.
Man, I got a whole another name, man. You know, now I'm going by the name SJ the Phenom.
You going by what now? SJ the Phenom?
I'm going by SJ the Phenom. SJ the Phenom.
SJ.
That's my name.
SJ the Phenom, man. Hey, y'all already know this Femo, man. Welcome to the show. Calling in from the Windy City, man. What it look like up there in Chicago?
Man, they said it's gonna snow up here, man. I'm waiting on the snow, but I gotta go to work in it though, but you know, I ain't worried about it though.
That's what's up. Bro, OG Gramps, what's good with you?
What's good, little bro?
Oh, nothing much, man. Hey man, bro, go ahead and tell the people, man, where you calling, where you rapping from, where you calling in from?
Man, I'm calling in right now from the USA. Oklahoma, you told me, bro.
Straight up, man. Hey, we gonna dive right into it because I got both of y'all on, man, so I gotta get y'all opinion on this. Now, last show, man, I had spoke a little bit about the Aretha Franklin and the kind of things that came out. You know, they saying they don't know, you know, if it was really real or whatever, but it was said. So they had said with the Aretha Franklin song, man, that her song, A Natural Woman, was offensive to women, the transgender women. They came out and said that her song, Natural Woman, was offensive to transgender women. Now, I'm going to break down this right here with the Beyonce. She just had her concert in Dubai, right? So now it's the backlash behind that. And we're going to chop on it, man. But I'm gonna break down the report, and then we'll come back, man. And I want to get y'all thoughts on it because right now it shows, you know what I mean, exactly what day and age that we are in right now. You know what I mean? So I'm going to get off into the report, man. Y'all, and I know if y'all been catching it You've probably seen it or whatever, but this is just, you know, it's bananas to me, man, with the whole Aretha Franklin and now with the Beyonce. Now, I understand where Beyonce went to perform that they have, you know what I mean, it's against the law for, like, same-sex marriage, you know what I mean? So over there, and it can be punishable by death. So she went over there and performed, and now she's catching hell, and everybody, you know, fans in the LGBTQ community is upset because she performed her. Huh?
What was this at?
What'd you say? This was this was in the United Arab. This was over there in the United Arab. This was over in Dubai.
Oh, okay.
In the world?
And they said, man. Yeah, check it out. Beyonce, man, it says American music megastar Beyonce found herself in hot water with fans after she performed at a concert in the UAE, right, which is a country known for severe restrictions on LGBTQ rights. Beyonce headlined the private $24 million concert in Dubai at the luxury hotel Atlantis, the Royale, making her the first live performance in 5 years. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender persons of the UAE have faced prosecution under public decency laws for acts such as cross-dressing and kissing in public. Additionally, homosexuality is illegal in the country, and under Sharia law, same-sex sexual activity is punishable by death. Right? So while many fans and activists was delighted to see the music icon step back onto the stage, others expressed disappointment at the singer's venue of choice. Now, bro, man, I'm going to go with you. What you think about that? Now we touched on what they laws is over there, what they agree with, what they don't allow. We touched on that. So that's their country, they law. But what do you think? Because she catching heads now. A lot of them like, man, that wasn't cool for her. That was disrespectful. What's your thought?
First of all, I think it was a mannequin. They should have been on their game, because if you go to another country, you need to know the laws and rules and regulations. You know what I'm saying? For them to put her on the spot and let her come on out there and do that performance, that was neglect on their end. Because, see, they knew, they should have known that same-sex business, same-sex thing, and homosexuality is illegal. So before what kind of performance she put on, I don't know what kind of performance she could have put on that was, you know, that was...
But see, the thing about it, they saying because that album, well, like it was a song, I think it's a song or something about that album that was dedicated to her gay uncle. So I think that whole project or a portion of that project was dedicated to her gay uncle in there. Mm-hmm. And I guess by her performing that,
Well, that's
so they tripping off
the
that?
Man. They still the management,
but bro,
man. They,
you
they
ain't
knew
it right,
she was
going to
perform that anyway. They knew she was going to perform that song. She didn't know that she didn't know that they was illegal. So, her management, they the blame for that, man. She shouldn't be.
And you're right.
Court, but her manager.
You never know. She might have didn't know. She might have
didn't
know.
She probably didn't know. That's all on them, man. Blame the manager.
And if she did
know. They didn't check it out or nothing.
Is she? Right. What you think, Famo, man? What you think?
Man, that's crazy, though, man. Yeah, that's true. She probably didn't know. But switching over real quick to the Rico situation, what in the world is going on with that? All she talk about is being a natural woman. Why is they trying to say that's offensive to transgender and shit, man? What's going on with that, man? They just want to say some shit to me on that part.
Man,
on the Beyonce part, it's like you said, they probably didn't know, and she probably didn't know. So they really can't be blaming that shit like on Beyonce. Probably blame her team for that.
And
I agree with y'all, man. I agree with y'all. And what I would add to it, too, on both ends, man, is I'm like what bro said, too. Like you said, too. I can't really put it all on Beyonce because, you know, the system that it go through before she even step on the stage and perform that type of music, other people know what type of music is getting performed, right? But also, too, you got to know the laws of where you going. Just because, say, like in America or in certain countries, you're able to do stuff and express stuff. It's a rap group in Italy, man. That's an Italian rap group, man. Shout out to the Spaghetti Mafia, man. The Spaghetti Mafia, they be getting banned, and they can't even perform in certain cities over there. It's like certain rappers, Italian rappers, that get banned, and they can't perform because of the type of lyrics and the type of things that they rap about in their music. So it's kind of the same thing, like, well, in this place where they going, this is their law. They don't allow this, they don't allow that. So when you go over there, you got to abide by their damn law. If not, then you going to get punished. However they law say they got to punish you because you broke their law. And I think sometimes, especially like with even entertainment, sometimes, yeah, I ain't going to put it all on them, but sometimes, man, they got to pay a little bit more attention, too, when they taking their ass overseas to these different places. Now, what we know about Dubai, Dubai got all kind of riches and gold and all that. They got a lot of money that way. So maybe should have took a little bit of time and just did a little bit more research. On the Aretha Franklin thing, that right there to me is totally crazy. Bro, I do want to get your thoughts on that too. They saying that the song A Natural Woman is offensive to transgender women. And they also said that there's no such thing as a natural woman. But they saying that that song from Aretha Franklin should be taken down from the streaming platform.
What? Bro, let me tell you something, man. The reason why they upset about the song and the transgenders upset, because they want to be natural women. They are not. They are men.
Right.
And how could that song offend you? And you're not that. They're not talking about you. That's why they're upset, because you're not talking about them. See, now, one thing about that transgender shit and the ALBG and all of that, man, Obama gave y'all all the rights in the world. Black folk ain't got many rights y'all got. So, I mean, come on, chill out, man. You're already on TV. They on TV trying to make this shit right and everything, man. Come on. Leave Aretha Franklin alone. You're not no natural woman. You're
please
not going to be
Mama
woman.
Franklin.
So please leave that woman alone. Because her song is about women, a natural woman, not no natural something, abomination, that has a penis between their legs, want to be a girl. Come on, man.
Real
leave
talk.
Woman alone.
And that's,
y'all
and that's,
y'all life.
And that's shit
y'all
crazy
do.
As hell that they're talking about it like that, man, too.
Yeah.
Like, why is they
do.
Why is they even
like
doing
y'all
that
do.
Shit,
got
man? Leave Mama Franklin alone. She,
you got right.
To me.
We'll get in trouble for even saying something about y'all right now. That's how many rights y'all got.
Right.
Come on, leave her alone. Yeah, you got more, more rights than any black person in the world. Shit. Just being gay, can't nobody say nothing. They made that shit right for them because they fucking around doing the same thing. All of them. All these high officials.
Real shit.
Putting on dresses.
Real shit.
And shit. Come on, all that shit is fucked up, man. It's a game plan. It's everything for everything, man. Shit, leave that woman alone.
And see, that's my thing. Why I have the song, how can the song, and we spoke about this on the last episode, but I just don't understand how the song can be offensive to transgender women, you know what I mean? I just don't understand, you know what I mean? Because it's the lyrics. We broke down the lyrics. Go ahead and say what you feel. Go ahead.
I just told you why, because they are not women, man. That's how they get offended. They think they are. That's all in their mind. It's in their mind. These are boys, man. That's one thing about it, man. Y'all, I don't want to rush because folks will hate me, man, which I don't care. But
no,
hate me
no,
for my
no,
opinion,
your
bro. I mean,
opinion,
I told you I'd be the last word you want me to hold on. Man, it's crazy.
Man.
Leave Aretha Franklin alone. It's wild.
Yeah. Nah, go ahead, bro. You know, that's what we're here to do, man. And because look at those two actions, those two situations right there. All right, the Aretha Franklin, that just popped up not too long ago. Now, boom. Now it's the Beyonce and her performance, which, you know, like we said, them was the laws, you know, whatever. But them right there let you know where we at right now. Where we at right now is those type of situations can be become a popular topic or become a well looked at thing. So that means somebody somewhere is gonna end up taking a look into that shit. Now it could come with a bill. If they able to get Aretha Franklin's song struck down, the Queen of Soul, rest her peace, if they can get her song taken down from the streaming platforms, man, oh, shit, man, the world then went all the way.
You're right.
What?
Yeah. Shit, I ain't going to say nothing
that
about
that.
Right, I know he ain't got none, but that is crazy when they take all that down.
Because some
boys want to be girls and it's offensive to them. Because she's singing about a natural woman. A natural woman. That's what you are. You supposed to be. You are not. Not if you got no dick hanging between your legs. You know what's natural about your ass?
Exactly.
That's why
they
ever said they
real
want to be girls. They want to be girls.
Tough.
That song is offensive. Because they know that shit. She's not singing about their punk ass. Shit.
Right.
Excuse me, bro. I'm going to get out of trouble with that, man. Y'all get me upset.
Oh, no. Nah, you know, we stay on it, man, and this is where we talk on it, man. We keep the 100K with no blow up, man, so we're going to get
raw.
You know
me, I don't bite my tongue, man. I don't
bite my tongue,
man. You know, and my words to me is like
that. But that's what I wanted to chop on, man, because... No, that's what I wanted to chop on, man, because right now it seems like those two situations right there can end up leading into most situations this year and in the future.
Right. Yeah.
Is everything going to be considered offensive to them? I'm not, we know we ain't against them or nobody like that. Hey, do what you do. But what we're seeing is everything we talking about, that's an oldie but goldie, man. That song is in the history books. Is everything going to be
offensive
to move?
Yeah. Now you got this new millennium type of.
And you know what? Now check this out, though, bro. Look at this view, though, bro. Look at this view, though, bro. For all the women out there now, they done came out and said there's no such thing as a natural woman, right? And that song is offensive to them, right?
Oh,
by them
wow.
saying that. But listen, by them saying that.
Come on,
but look,
man.
By them
y'all
saying that, bro. Yeah, by them saying that, how offensive, and this was brought to me, I just was told this, how offensive is that to women who consider themselves natural women? So you being offensive, you standing up for something that you saying is offensive to you by being offensive to somebody else. How does that work?
Well, see, me myself, bro, I can't understand why a lesbian woman would be offended from that song. And let alone a heterosexual woman.
No, this is just transgender.
Why transgender would be upset. I can understand that.
Right.
But I can't understand why if a lesbian woman or a heterosexual woman, what reason would they be upset for saying that she's a natural woman? She's singing about them, whether they like pussy or not. But see, we got the transgender.
Right.
The whole song, Aretha,
I don't mean to cut you off, bro, but the whole song about Aretha Franklin, she was talking about how a man makes a woman feel like
woman
a natural woman because, exactly.
Right.
So what
right.
is they talking
True.
About? What is they getting offended for?
True.
It's nothing to get offended
True.
About. When she's talking about another man, how a man is making her feel as a natural woman. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's what the song is really about.
Yeah.
Come on, baby.
Come on,
baby.
Come on, baby. Man, they better leave me alone.
You make me feel like a natural woman. Like, what the fuck, man? What's so offensive about that shit?
Man, that's what I was saying. That's why I was like, it's nothing about that song that's offensive. She's saying that's how she make me feel like a natural woman. So look, check this out though. Even if even if a transgender had wrote that song, right? Then she's saying it make me feel like a natural. Ain't that the objective in the first place? Is to feel like a natural woman. So that song is actually like motivation and inspiration, like it's always been to every damn body that want to be a woman.
Exactly. Let's jump to another topic. Let's talk about my friend. Let's jump on to another topic real quick called R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Respect.
Right. Because you can't, and that's why I said right now, if they starting to do that when it comes to those type songs, man, if they go through all the songs leading up to the songs that come out now, shit, this point ain't nobody going to have music on the streaming platform.
All them songs talking about op this and op that and shooting and killing this and shooting and killing that. Back then, songs was about getting to know you and making love, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
like showing
right,
honor and respect
right.
and showing that, man, I got somebody that's down for me, you know what I'm saying? All these songs about
right.
here now, you're talking about, oh, fuck this and fuck that with guns and with beams and shit. No, that's not what's
yeah,
going
yeah.
on, man.
But you know what? You can't blame all of that degrading on the men, because women, they feel like that's the new thing. Get that bag. So in order to get that bag, you got to do everything that they say in these rap songs. You know, you got to drop your ass, pop it like you're hot, you know, twerk something, you know what I mean? And get that bag.
Bro, you ain't lying.
You know, so these young girls nowadays,
Maya spoke
feel like
on
that's
too.
What they do. They feel like that's what they're supposed to do. And they don't realize that that's what society wants y'all to do. You know, you're going
to
be living
big shout out to Maya,
you know,
man.
Maya
came out saying she didn't want to sell her soul.
No. She don't sell her soul.
No.
So, man, you know who you is.
Yeah Maya right. came out, man, and that's why I had shared the post, man, on my social media, the interview she did. And that's what she was speaking about, basically, like, because, you know, Maya was hot, and then, you know, certain things happened for her, and she could have been bigger than what they allowed her to be, but come to find out, like she said, she chose her. She didn't choose. She didn't want to sell her soul. She didn't want to do all that shit like
that. And when she got in the business, after she made her first few meals, nigga, they came to her. With some bullshit, homosexuality bullshit. Oh, I'm telling
got
you, it's on you. That shit is real, man.
SJ the phenom, right?
Yeah.
Yo, yep.
Okay, Femo, check this out. Now, if Maya came out and said that right there, what's the difference between a person like us sitting here saying that this is a part of that game and then her coming out and saying the same damn thing, and she was a person that was right there in it, seeing shit probably firsthand and all that. If she say the shit, how the hell can people like us that say the shit, how we consider conspiracy theorists or how we consider wrong when Maya herself said the same shit and so many others said the same shit we saying that been there, that was right there first hand.
Yeah,
exactly.
You ain't saying the first time you
because, you know, Maya done already pointed it out. She's like, man, what's going on? This is what they doing? I'm not down with that. And that's good for her to be a woman and stand
to
up over her
right.
Like, and that's where your money,
like,
that's where your money don't get long.
Your money
don't get long then. You know,
exactly.
You don't get far as you thought
when
you
stand
was
up for yourself.
Turn
that's
you,
right.
man
you know what I mean?
When that man or woman stand up for themselves, they don't get nowhere with them.
They don't get nowhere. That's why I like what Zero said.
Right.
Nigga, I listen to Rowe, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
If he had sold his soul,
he'd have been everywhere. He'd have been famous.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been able
to do. He wouldn't have been able. What he say? The words Hoover Blues. He wouldn't have been able to kick it with none of his partners. He wouldn't have been able to even wear his hula blues. So that tell you right there, man, the people, when we talk about it or when we say things about it, you know, people tend not to believe it or take heed to it. So you say, okay, well then, go to the people that these people inspire to be like or inspire to be on the level like. So then when you go to those people that's brushing shoulders with these people as a business and they come out and tell you what the hell this shit is, come on, man.
Man,
come on, man.
All this, half the rappers, you know.
Didn't Pimp C say this? Rest in peace to the legend, man, the GOAT. Didn't Pimp C say this?
They ain't invested no money in nothing, none of that. They just going all gas, no brakes. And they steady giving them, letting them lease these cars and taking their money on these leases, throwing all this money at them, buying all this high-dollar jewelry. But then after 5 years, they ain't got no money if they ain't got no good hit.
That's one of the, and you know what, some of them say they consider that one of the biggest scams in the hip-hop culture.
It is, man, and especially against our people, man. They taking our people and making killings on it. And
you got to think about it. Sometimes they're spending $100,000 or more, better, way better on jewelry. But check this out, bro, real quick. Pimp C has spoke about a lot of this. That guy that's going on with the game, the industry, and all of that, right? He spoke about that back then. If he spoke about that back then and the things
he
that
spoke
he
on
did,
the wrong motherfucker, that's why he did.
Right.
What he said,
for people that don't believe it, how is it then that people can come out right now today that's in that game right now and say the same shit that he was saying?
Yeah. Look at Kanye West. That motherfucker, they said he crazy. You see what I'm saying?
See, that's how I peep shit, man. If Pimp C said something like that then, when Pimp C has said it, and then different people have said some of the same thing from their own personal experience, not from Pimp C's experience,
tired,
but from their
own
personal experience.
They had to do.
That shit gotta be true, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
They was tired of the shit they had to do, man. You know, when you got sacrifices and shit, and you going to parties, and these people is big, no-name people like Puffy and all that, and then he's throwing these big private parties, and he's supposed to be straight gangster, but then when the door closed, he's sucking dicks. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and that's all
right,
supposed to be
right,
the right thing to do. You know, I'm just keeping it real, man. This shit is happening. Don't be blinded like you've been blinded all these years, because hell,
Open your eyes.
Because everything, 85% of what you know right now, nigga, was a lie. Anything you was taught, 85% of that you've been lied to your whole damn life.
Yeah.
Shit. So, I mean, it's time to wake up, man.
Yeah, man. That's the thing. Yeah. And like I said, I know a lot of people out there, man, you know, that's what they want to do. This is they dream and they, you know, what they want to do in life is that music. And all I can say is, man, know what you're doing, know what you're getting into, know all
stay
of it, man. Don't just think about, when you get on. You got to think about, like, what if that time come when you really do elevate to that top echelon, man, of the game to where you got that type of money. You got to think of what's going to come along with that, too. So be prepared for all of that. Like I always say, be prepared for all the opportunity that you're going to step in, man, because that's what it is. And that's just with entertainment as well, man. This whole entertainment, but if you look at it, our whole country is ran by entertainment. All right? The government, that shit is like a movie. The government,
man,
the representative, everybody, that shit is like a movie, man.
In the entertainment,
the character.
There's somebody that dictate what you say in your music.
Yeah.
Once they start breaking
bread
with you, there's things you can and can't say.
Yeah, come on. Exactly.
Because you're not if you're not independent, you're not doing nothing. If you can't tell these folks, No, I don't want to wear no dress in this movie. But
then, hey, look, well, this is a rule too. This is a thing that they tell them. This is a thing that they tell you, man. And this is for any artist. I'm gonna tell you some real game right here. If you want to really make it, don't ever, ever, ever on social media, in your music, and nothing like that, don't ever really speak on anything political. Don't make it seem like you sway to either side. Don't make it seem like you for the cause all the way. Don't make it seem like you all the way against the cause. Now, once you start making it and you start moving up the ladder and you start having certain meetings with certain people, they're going to sit you down and they're going to give you that same piece of knowledge right there. Because that's one of the quickest ways, man, because they consider that right there, that'll kind of turn people away. But they don't. That's not what they're looking for. That ain't the type of image and that ain't what they want. So if you start speaking on, say,
they want to be a
say like, yeah,
they want
man,
you
if you don't believe
don't
this,
if
you don't believe this, look at Kyrie Irving. Look at Kyrie Irving. Look at anybody that's famous that came out and started standing on political views. When they start standing on political views that go against the agenda, they're going to X your ass out. So if you want to be famous, hey, don't ever stand on nothing that you believe in your heart.
Hey, I'm going to tell you a prime example. What's her name? Monique. Shoot, buddy.
Yep. That's another one. You damn right. She broke that shit down.
About that alone.
You right.
Shit and all that other shit.
You so,
and you see what
you
she
so right.
She ain't had a job since she spoke on it.
Yep. She did come out, man, and she did say some stuff. And you know what? Big shout out to Monique, too, man. Big shout out to her. Because she did say some real stuff. And that's just my thing. You know, I know people on both sides of the wall.
Yeah,
I know people that's on both sides of the wall as far as how they look at certain things. And that's why I say, well, you just go to the people who you say, okay, is more knowledgeable, got more experience, got more firsthand account, been right there in the game, been right there, you know, with everything. And when you go to them people and you listen at what they say, I mean, since forever, man, that's what they've been saying. I mean, so it can't be a lie if it's been said this many times by several different people in their own personal account over this time frame. Like, this been a lot of years, man. This ain't just been 10 years. It's been a lot of years people been saying this type of stuff. And now we starting to see exactly what they've been saying.
Because I always was told, man, you know, if one person talking about you, saying something about you, it may not be right. But if you got 20 saying the same thing, it got to be right.
you got to start doing some research into it. Yeah, you got to be like, hold on, let me go look into this now. Let me go look into this.
Like a mug.
Yeah, it is. It's knowing that hurt and stuffy, man. And so for everybody that tuned in, man, even if you came in late, you know, we done touched on the Aretha Franklin and the Natural Woman song. And I actually reached out to a few women, man, to get some, you know, feedback from them, too, with it, because when they said the whole Natural Woman, you know, we spoke on it, but that right there, you know, we don't none of us agree with them. We understand how they stand as transgender and this type of stuff, but to me, that's a dead cause, man. Don't even touch the Queen of Soul music or her legacy in that type of way. All right, now, and then we also spoke on you know, the Beyonce in the Dubai concert, man, which is, you know, by their laws, you know, same-sex marriage and these type of things, the laws they have is against it, and some of them, man, can be punishable by death, and her whole going over there performing and this type of stuff. Now, again, this goes back to that money. She got paid some bread for that performance, man. She got paid some M's for that performance, right? So she made her bread.
Yeah.
But, again, too, just because our culture is a certain way, and I think kind of everybody kind of said this, too, just because, you know, our culture certain ways and how we feel, when you go to these other places, you got to know the laws and you got to abide by their laws, you know, and if their laws are different from American laws and our country laws, then that's just what it is, man. It ain't nothing you can do about that. And where she went, it was something that stood out to me in everything that everybody was saying. Everybody was saying that they were saying, like, that venue, right? So they I believe if she would have did it somewhere else other than that venue in that place where those laws was like that, it probably wouldn't have been no problem. But a lot of people felt like, why would you do that there? And bro brought up another good, very key point about it as well when it comes to the Beyonce and her performance. Everybody know the show set before she even hit the stage and performed, right? If she know it, the people, you know, everybody that got something to do with it, you know, really do, they know what she about to go out there and perform because the outfit, all that shit got to match and go together. So at some point in time, somebody should have, you know, probably sat down like, hey, you really want to do this? Now, if she was like, hell yeah, we supposed to do this shit. Let's rock. Then, hey, do your thing. Take whatever come along with it. But if not, then, yeah, you got to have them extra help and people who's in them positions be like, hey, well, you know, we in a state where this, I think it's a song, her song or the album, I got to go do the research. I think it's either her song or the album that's dedicated to her gay uncle. You know, at some point in time, they got to be, you know, a conversation piece. Hey, you noticed it, you know, where we going. They kill people for this type of shit. You sure you want to go do this? You know what I mean? So if that wasn't if that never happened, then I'm like, oh, y'all, can't just put that on her. That fall on the whole team.
Real talk.
So, bro, who you gonna fire first then? If you got to cut, they say, well, goddamn, you got to cut somebody. Who you gonna cut first, Grant? Who you gonna cut? What person on the totem pole is you gonna cut?
It depends on. I didn't hear the question, bro.
I said with the whole Beyonce you situation, you know, we say you can't all fall on her because, you know, everybody knew, you know, those that do know the songs and that type of stuff, and it should have been called whatever. I said if you had to let somebody go and they said, all right, you just got to let somebody go and everything cool, who would be the person you would have to let go? What position, I mean, what level, who got to go?
It'll
who got
be
to
management.
Be that one?
It'll be management. For the Beyonce,
it'd
be your management, man.
I would say the same thing. It would be the management.
Okay.
I look at who fought it was, what happened. You know, I checked that immediately though.
Yeah, the promoters, somebody, whoever set it up, they should have did the research. You know, you just couldn't really just blame management, the whole part of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
whoever's her manager and
management.
Whoever's promoting the thing, management, you know, that's who the blame. So, yeah, I would get rid of management because that was a big deal right there. That could have caused her to be locked up.
And whoever, Big Shasta, is then whoever decided not to pass the information along to, that's a key too.
Well,
whoever probably had the information and didn't say nothing. You know what I mean? But come on. You got to think about it, too. That's a great insight, too. You got to think about it. After everything that's been going on with Americans going overseas, taking their ass
overseas,
right, and breaking rules. You got to know.
Whoever brought over there to pay for that, they knew, too, yeah.
Hell,
so
they paid
them
what? They paid us for him. But think about it too, though. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now it's strange that what happened with Aretha Franklin, what they put out there, and some of them said they think it wasn't real and all this. But what I was telling people is it might not have been real. You know, it could have been like a fake account that put it out there. But what it did was it raised the eyebrows of people who might feel the same way as what them people had said about taking her song down, and that could become something. Excuse me. Now this situation happened. What's gonna be next? Is it gonna be an ongoing thing this year when it comes to these rights and what's offensive to certain groups of people? And then it becomes, well, are you supposed to be treated more like a woman more than what we already consider women? Like, I'm getting lost. I'm getting confused at what the fight is, because with the Aretha Franklin song, Make You Feel Like a Natural Woman, that's your main objective when you want to be a transgender. I think it, when you want to be a transgender, to be like a woman is to be like a natural woman. But what's the – I'm getting confused, because are they after having more rights than natural women? I mean, well, they say ain't no natural women. But what the hell's going on, and what the hell's going on? I'm confused.
Man, check this out, bro. So far, transgenders already trying to get the right to play football with the female. They want to be playing football. They want to play football with the girl. They want that to be
in their
right mind.
Beyonce
so
made something like 24
million. Now they going messing with Aretha. You know, they mess with Aretha Franklin now. They got to find something. They ain't satisfied with what they have. You know, but then again, too, white folks said that about black folks. We ain't satisfied with what we got. You know,
yeah.
Like I said,
yeah.
As black folks, we should never be satisfied and content with what we have or what they giving us. Because
I just don't understand the fight,
so,
man.
You know, that's another story.
But $24 million, bro. $24 million, Beyonce, you know, made. Something around
there. That was for hour, wasn't it?
No,
yeah, that was for hour.
That was a political trap.
That was
for
hours. Somebody got to know he was going to perform that shit there, man. You don't just go to Dubai.
And
we talk about Dubai.
Yeah,
we know we talking about Dubai. We ain't talking about, like, you know what I mean, you know, no little place. We talking about somewhere where it's a lot of money. It's a lot of top who's who in the world that goes there on the regular. You know what I mean? It's a lot of business and shit that goes on in Dubai, man. That ain't a place that's like the slums. That's a very strategical place, right? It's a very strategical place on the map. And if you go, they said that was the first concert like that in 5 years. So if that was the first concert like that in 5 years, you don't plan a concert like that of that magnitude overnight. You playing a concert of that magnitude, that shit takes time to put all the pieces together for when she do step on stage. So they already knew what the hell they was going over there to perform, man.
Yeah.
They already knew what they was going over there to do.
Yeah.
Look, the way she dressed, the outfit, the choreography, everything has to be planned out to a T before they even take their ass across the
stage. Yeah, and you know she don't like no clothes,
man.
So they already had that planned out.
Hey, I told them, man, that y'all can talk about it. They can get on everybody else's helmet. But I feel like with Beyonce and who she is, you dig. Even if she gave the word to say, hey, nah, forget it, we're going to do it anyway. Then she made a decision to go ahead and do it anyway, because guess what? Even in that country, it might be against the law like that. And they might be killing people for that type of stuff, but she could have did it like, hey, look, y'all need to wake up and but Dubai ain't going to do that shit. But I'm saying she could have been looking at it like that on that end. Dubai ain't going to do that.
They ain't going to change that because of her. They gonna lock up on
but she could have been, you know what I mean? Because I've seen some comments out there where people been like, she could have been like doing it, trying to get them since they do have those type of laws, and she was, you know, showing that this is, you know, basically like, I don't know what you would call it, a new way, or this is the way, this is the word, this is what it is now. Y'all is killing people who falling in love with the same sex. Y'all so harsh against this, or so harsh against this when it's in love and all that. She could have been trying to show that side of it, you know what I mean? And I don't know if a whole lot of people looking at it like that, but I read some comments on a couple of posts where people was talking about it, and they had mentioned that side of it too. And when you start thinking about it, hey, strategical place, strategical move from a mega superstar. I mean, that I would believe that too. If anybody could make a move like that, Beyonce would be one to do it. Her album, or I think it was her album, dedicated to her uncle, you know, who was whatever. So, hey, man, might have been
the
perfect stage for her. But you know what?
Behind
and I want to see how much streams her album going to get. her album probably gonna go through the roof on streams.
Her album probably already
Yeah, on top of the 24 billion, them streams getting ready to go up. Them streams getting ready to go through the chart, through the roof. So she gonna get a nice little bag. Gonna, everybody gonna get paid off of that.
So however though, she know how to get her paper though. She gonna get that paper.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, Queen B, you dig it, and hey, right or wrong or whatever, I still say though the laws, man. Us as American, even if we celebrities or regular people, whatever, when we take our ass out of here, man, we gotta know, you know what I mean, the laws and these type of things, man. Certain things, certain places will get your hands chopped off, man. Yeah, certain thing over here overlooked over there, man, you'll come back with just one hand. Dog, you know what I mean? People gonna be like, dog, you went on vacation. You went on vacation and came back with one hand. Yeah, he was over there stealing.
We used to go state to state. We ain't used to go country to country. See, state to state, you ain't got comfortable in the United States going state to state and doing just about anything. See, when you only way you gonna have to
like when me and you went to Arkansas. Like when me and you went to Arkansas, we out in the front of the house, like we still in Muskogee shit, laws and police riding. That's what you talking about? Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. I feel you. Go ahead though, bro. You know, I was just throwing that out there. You know.
Like we still out. You bringing the memories and shit, trying to forget and shit. You know, I ain't knocking
but
Arkansas.
But nah, you right though.
I love it.
Shout out to Arkansas, man. Love Arkansas, man. But I was feeling what you were saying, though, because that's real. When we go overseas, man, you know, shit, it'd be crazy.
Yeah, it's shit different.
It'd be different
when we go overseas.
Laws is different, man.
They put you in there for life,
you
know, man.
Some country,
you know
they
what
say,
I mean?
Where is that at? Over there, Beirut, somewhere like that, they say Dada means death. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you go over there, you get caught with drugs, they kill your ass off real.
Oh, yeah, but they keep the drugs up in there.
Prescription medication in your bag, you kill behind.
Drug trafficking. Yeah. They punish you by death. So now, let me ask y'all a question, though. Be honest with me, man. All right. Say, man, the Russians kidnapped. Big shots at the Russians, man. I don't think they were got no problem with me, but whatever. Say they kidnapped me. You know, just me. Let it on me. Say they kidnapped me, man. I'm over there, man, because I didn't snuck a blunt over there. Or I had some doobies or some shit or whatever, right? So I'm over there, and they got me. They trying to put me in one of them camps and shit like that, my little ass. You know what I mean? They're going to probably have me doing. So I'm going to probably be like a sex slave. That's probably what they're going to try to use me for. So I probably ain't going to be in no like regular camp like that. But would y'all think that America going to trade somebody to get me back?
Hell no.
Nope.
You ain't got no purpose.
They ain't going to even do that shit.
You ain't got no purpose to them, bro. You hear me?
Right.
What if you don't serve no purpose. You ain't no basketball player. You just a common person. You know, the only way they would make a trade for you is if somebody is steady forcing an issue out there. But you ain't worth a trade. I'm being real with you.
I can pay taxes all my life over here and they ain't gonna come trade nobody for me.
Ain't nobody coming.
They ain't gonna trade me for not even nobody from like say the cartel or something, the Russian mafia or something like the low level player or something like just like the man that
they
illegal
might
liquor,
be a low level player.
Illegal
okay,
cigarette.
They might do a low level player.
If you was Kevin Hart with his non-funny ass, they'd come and get his non-funny ass. He's a star, bro. He's famous.
And more valuable.
You see what I'm saying?
More valuable.
And he's more valuable. See, you work 9-5, you know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Don't nobody out of the country.
Look, I'm going to tell you like this. If I was in that situation, I'm not even going to be like, hey, call the embassy or none of that shit. Hey, my black ass already know what it is. I'm going to tell them, say, check this out, man. This is my qualities. This is what I can do. How can I work for you, man? I'm going to be over here for the rest of my motherfucking life. Let's make this situation work out for both of us. I probably ain't going to make it too long anyway, right? Because I got a mouth. I like to talk. Yeah. So that's going to be that part. You feel me? So I'm not going to call them. They're going to call no embassy, none of that shit, because it ain't going to be no problem. It's going to be worse. Before they get there, they're going to already have me take care of it. Yeah, I'm trying to get a job now, nigga. I'm trying to work for them now.
Yeah. Slick in my mind, man. They be done put me in the fire squad.
I'm like, man, I know y'all got some animals somewhere, man. You stick me out there in the cold. I'm out there. Put me out there in the snow. I make snowmen. I can make snow angels, make little elves. I can put together a little hat. See, you ain't got to keep
a
me in the camp.
Snowman. Put me out there in the snow with some food coloring in the bucket.
You hear me?
Diverse group of the
Fambo, check this out. I didn't research some of them prisons, some of them camps that they send people to over there, like old girl, man, that they sent over there, man. That is not some places that you want to end up in, man. That ain't somewhere you want to end up in, man. That shit there is crazy.
Some of the worst prisons in the world. I was looking at that on YouTube one day. And they got a penitentiary down there in Russia, boy. You don't want to be in that, because see they rotate the schedule on how often you see, how often you see the outside. You know what I mean?
Right.
You might not see no sunlight for a month until your turn come around to see some sun, and that's for 30 minutes. That's crazy.
That's
see, we have a system like that here in the United States. I guarantee you. After the first time anybody got put in one of them, they wouldn't go back to jail. Promise you that. They had that type of situation there. It ain't bad to say. Because I know we got
to... Oh, and I got to say, man, big shout out to the women's rights group out of India as well, man. We work with and partner with them.
Oh, man. They
got upcoming shows. Yeah. So what we did, man, is we got a little partnership with them, man, to where we got to help, you know, we're going to help spread the awareness, because there's a lot of women over there that go through a hell of a lot of shit, man, and it's the same things that a lot of women over here go through, and for some reason, it's not as popular, talked about, it's not popularized, I can say, kept under the table, and I think it got a lot to do with because it is women, but I would say, and this is what I would just say, with all of that going on, with all the women coming up missing and, you know, being raped, being abused, and all this type of stuff happening all over the world, right? Why the hell are we focusing on having songs removed and worried about people performing, doing this, when we can put all that energy, more energy, it's spreading awareness and even being able to assist or stop and prevent some of this shit from happening? You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's why I said I get confused on what people's real objectives and what they have to is because if it's a lot of women around the world that's going through this at large numbers, and this is what you want to be, or you standing up, you got a group that got a national voice, got an international voice, then you got to start fighting for that type of stuff, because, you know, now you done stepped into, you know, being a woman, so that come along with also standing up for women's rights, and then you got that platform, you got that power, you got that voice, you got that stage, you got the numbers. So instead of worried about fighting for songs being struck down because you offended, you got to start using that same voice that y'all done fought for, and then the power that they gave y'all, and start using that to actually start changing some shit out here, not just for yourselves and because of y'all preference, but for everybody. Because in fact, that's what the government did do. The government did give them certain legal representation and legal rights, right? So the government that's supposed to be for everybody did that for them. So I believe on them, they took on the burden of being and showing that for the continuation of their group and their organization, they took on the burden of having to be able to get that back. And that energy is, you got to start doing more and standing up for causes out here like that. If not, then this whole shit you was doing was for selfish reasons and selfish gain. And most of the time, it got to do with sex. Most of the time, it's got to do with identity crisis, whatever it is, man. But if you don't start, if that group don't start fighting for real causes out here, then ain't nobody going to take that shit serious. And all the work they done done to get them rights and to get that respect and to get all of that is going to be looked at. The same people who push for them is going to be the people who's going to turn them away. Why? Because that's what happens in this country. That's what happens. Instead of fighting to turn down the Aretha Franklin song, instead of getting mad about that, why ain't y'all out here spending and using all that power? Y'all ain't doing no search party looking for none of these women that's getting snatched. And some places where these companies and these organizations head people are is some of the places where most women get snatched up and get abused at. So if that's the lane that you want to be in and that's who you say you want to be, then, hey, you stepped into the platform. You created the platform. The platform is what it is now. So you have the burden on helping and pushing for all things dealing with women's rights. Not no damn song. I don't know. Maybe I'm too far. Maybe we too far ahead, man. Maybe we too far ahead and they ain't going to understand you did. Because if you worried about this being offensive and there's no such thing as a natural woman, then we all agree that rape and abuse is bad. Domestic violence is bad. Where's all the campaigns at in the normal community? Where's these groups at out here in the regular communities going to these women's houses that suffer from domestic violence and suffer from these things? You don't see them going door to door like a Jehovah's Witness doing, knocking on doors, handing out pamphlets. See, that's why I say I love when people in these new organizations start popping and start capping because it's easy to eat their ass up. Now, I said I'm not against none of them, but since we're talking on it, we got to be real. What has that group really did for the community out here? They say, yeah, they make our kids feel this and make people feel that. What work y'all out here putting that energy toward? Just yourselves. So you alienated yourself. You alienated yourself in the way that you choose to live your life. You alienated yourself from the rest of the people. So you put that burden on yourself. You didn't want to be like the rest of everybody else. You wanted your own way to be treated. You wanted your own rights. You wanted to be looked at your own way. You didn't want to be treated like the rest of us. So, hey, y'all put that burden on your damn self.
Obama made
it. I'm tired of America and the country I live in bending everything because people want to choose to be different males or women or males or females. Hey, that's your choice. But that don't mean everything else got to change because of y'all. Yeah, get out here and start doing some work. Where the soup kitchens at? Where the damn shit? Kent City? Where y'all
There's
ain't doing shit out here?
A whole bunch of homeless people out
y'all
here.
Y'all ain't doing a damn thing
it's
out here.
It's kids, man. They ain't got no family, man. You know, it's kids.
But I do notice a whole lot more younger, like you said, bro. I do notice a whole lot more younger people than when I was a kid growing up. I notice now it's a whole lot more kids now than then. That's right in line in with that group. I can't speak for that for personal from me living. That's just from me living. I don't need nobody to tell me. I seen that with my own eyes.
Yeah.
You had your tools and views. Had your tools and views. Now every pair of britches that you see now is questionable. So that's what has happened. And we seen that. Okay, so y'all got that accomplished. All right, so now when them people getting abused and them people getting hurt and them people getting tossed out and all that type of shit, where y'all at in the community? Do you put that shit on your own burden? Does that mean in each and every state, y'all should have a program that helps them people for that? And it should be act. People should see y'all ass out here. Because if not, you're just doing that shit while you're blowing smoke. What people say? You capping. That's that cap shit. Capping. There ain't no leaders. That ain't how they come together for self-gain. That was a person that wanted some self-gratification because they wasn't comfortable with who they are. These are all type of people who don't believe in the real word of God. We sitting up bending our laws and regulations for the people who don't really believe in the real word of God. How's it even a conversation? How are we even entertaining this with our leaders entertaining the notion to do anything? But we scream and we say, in God we trust. So if it's in God, yeah, if it's in God we trust, then it should never have even been a bend the law. Dubai said this, we'll kill you. It is punishable by death if you are practice the same-sex thing. Now, if you believe in the Bible, it say certain things in there. How can you get mad at Dubai and not get mad at America?
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you.
Obviously, they sticking to what they believe in.
I'm just saying,
you know.
Cause I know
I'm
going to
put something on your mind
that
will tickle your spine. You did.
Bro, you
hey,
can.
Go
you
ahead,
can.
Bro. I'm going to let you get it. I'm just saying.
The word of the Lord ain't going to change. His word going to stay the same.
No.
His word is constant.
There
so
it
I,
is.
Like I said, man, I ain't trying to knock nobody. You know.
Come on,
with
it. We
got to
keep it real, though, bro.
Whatever you decide to do with your life, whether you're homosexual, bisexual, LGBTQ, or whatever the fuck they call it, whatever you is, that's your choice.
Yeah.
Don't nobody make up your mind in the morning
and
wake up and say, well, I'm going to be gay in the morning.
Hey, and I got family members that's a part of that community,
man, come
so
on,
ain't no hate.
Going like, come on, man. Ain't no hate, man.
Well,
I got a whole bunch of family
members. Ain't no hate.
And these motherfuckers understand me. They understand me. I don't got nothing against gay people, man. I'm not the homophobic.
Well, what
is it? I don't
well, you
like
start bending laws in the way of life,
be a man
though,
all day.
For us. Yeah.
You want to be a man all day and then dark fall, then you want to go find your boy or something like that, bro. That's bullshit. You
oh,
know,
yeah,
all that
yeah.
undercover ass shit. If you gay, nigga, come out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just be
why
yourself.
You
oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah. That
yeah, because he... You'll be messing with what they do, bro. What they do, they fuck up the women for the 90% of the men that still having sex to. You want to be bisexual.
Yeah.
Your punk ass want to be this bitch monkey pop, and then you spread it to the normal motherfucker. That's my opinion. That's just my opinion, y'all. So don't get mad at the world.
Yeah.
It's just me. Get mad at me, because that's how I feel about shit. And I see shit like this because I'm taking this shit from my experiences on what I see in my life. Like these young boys wearing skinny jeans, showing their asses. They just getting ready for the penitentiary. So when they get in there, they're going to get rabbits when they get in there.
That's another thing.
Yeah,
we had got into that one time, too, because we even took it to, like, on a respect level. Now, we understand code. You know, we understand design and swagger and you know,
design,
style. We understand all of that. We understand all of that, right? But the whole... Now, this is how, I'm going to show you how shit works, man. And when you know, right? This is how they got these cats to do it even more and to keep doing it, bro. I'm fixing to show you because we all didn't see it, right? Now, you can be a grown-ass man and get you some cartoon character box so that you can own purposely. Sag your pants to where your booty is exposed to show your cartoon character
boxers. Show your cartoon character underwear. Yeah.
Man, they look, I ain't gonna lie, I was in a situation where, I guess, I and I'm not even that old, but, you know, I was in a situation where I was in there where cancer was, you know, purchasing these type of boxers, and I guess I was looked at like the nigga that wasn't with the trends or something like that because I was like, shit, these right here. This is what you want. You know, this is what women want to see you in. I'm like, damn, dog. Like, I like cartoons every now and again, too. That Velma show, man, that right there, my shit, we got to get into that because that shit crazy. But I didn't know that's what it was. I didn't know that if we need to go back to wearing cartoon, I never could wear tidy whities, man. You know, it might be too much information, but I could never wear tidy whities because the elastic band
like
would always break my waist. Yeah, so I had Ninja Turtle boxers and these type of things when I was a child, when I was a boy, Ninja Turtles, Spider-Man. Yeah, I love that shit, right? But I didn't know, as a grown man, if you get you some cartoon boxers, that's the trick. I didn't know that.
I found out some shit.
Yeah, I didn't. But you got to show your booty with it. You got to show your booty with it. you got to show your booty. So if you got Pikachu, you got to show the whole Pikachu body, right? Because your whole booty is going to be the Pikachu. So you can't show half the Pikachu. You got to show the whole Pikachu.
You know what, bro?
Yeah, that's going to be your whole booty.
You know what, bro? Growing up,
that shit crazy.
If we had our pants pulled down.
They match them with their shoes.
You pull your damn pants up, boy. You pull your britches up. Put a belt on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But see, now you got that new community lifestyle, man, where everything
is. Yeah, you stagging and showing your booty with skinny jeans, though, man. I ain't trying to plan nobody, not nobody.
No,
I'm still trying to figure this shit out, man.
I'm still trying to figure this shit out.
What's the purpose of wearing the skinny jeans if you go, your shoes already match your outfit, right? Your whole outfit match. Your socks, your boxers, and everything. But you got to show people that your boxers match your shoes. You got to show people that on your ass. And sometimes, man, everybody don't be having on clean boxers. You know, sometimes everybody don't have on clean boxers. So, but you, I just don't understand that. And what's crazy is, it's not just a youth thing. That's what I wanted to say. It's not just a younger male thing. It's grown men, man, who's still doing this today. I spoke about, I seen Baby from Cash Money. I seen Baby from Cash Money on YouTube, man, where he was going to go meet somebody, I think BG, at the prison. Somebody like that at the prison. And when he got off the private little tour bus thing or whatever, you know, he was just like that. His pants was down. His whole booty was out, just like these cats do.
Well, you know,
going up to the prison.
You know, he likes boys in the goddamn way. He's like a bitch to put makeup on and go to the club, nigga. She looking.
And think about it.
So
the mindset.
The mindset is
to still look like that and to still dress like that. Going into the penitentiary to go see somebody in the penitentiary, what does that tell you about these people's really mindset and their real way of life? Even if you look at it on sexual type stuff, even if you just look on it on the mindset, on the psyche behind
you
it, man. With your booty hanging out. I get tired of seeing grown men got more. It's a lot of grown men out here that got more cartoon character boxes than these little boys do.
These little boys,
man, they got more. You go look in their boxer drawer, and then you go look in your little son's drawer. I bet you your little son would be mad, would be pissed off that you ain't got him some of these boxes that these, man, I just had to say that I ain't knocking nobody. It's just weird to me.
Just because a man will wear some cartoon character dolls don't make him less than a man. You know what I'm saying?
No, I ain't saying that. I agree with you.
Okay.
I agree with you.
Listen to me.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what makes him less than a man. Not because he wears drawers and like that and shit like that. You know, like I said, there's a lot of stereotypes on what a man's supposed to be. Most women do anyway. Man's supposed to take care of the house. He's supposed to make sure all the bills paid. He's supposed to, be that provider.
Well,
and that protector.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But see, the same thing with that right there. Society don't want me to be men nowadays because, see, bro, I can go so far back with this shit.
Women get turned on now? Women have always got turned on by men's booties. You know what I mean? I know women like men's booties. But would you say
men is
doing that to attract more women?
No, these niggas is flossing for these niggas. They ain't flossing for no bitch. These niggas is putting on and shit for bitches. Nigga, I remember the time nigga you be out there, you admire your girl dancing and you looking at her and watching her dance. Nigga, these niggas is looking at their goddamn selves in the mirror while they dancing nowadays.
What's the point of calling her bitches in your music? What you want her for? That's real.
That nigga right there, you know, I respect that nigga. You hear me? I respect him. He came out, nigga.
He came out. But my thing is, I want to know, what's the reason? What's the reason with showing, like, what's the objective or what's the meaning behind everybody wearing their pants with their booties out, man? Like
man,
I'm just, if you sit back
man,
and watch this shit, just look at
right,
it from
man.
A... But look, listen, bro, if you just sit back and look at it, if you just sit back and look at it, man, I understand, like
society
you said, we understand all that,
right?
But
right,
we got
it's
a whole bunch
right
of,
now,
man,
bro.
You can have, you can go into a building, right, with a lot of people in that building, and a lot of them be male, and you can damn near see every last one of them males, boxers, and booty. Like, that to me is just crazy. Like, that's where we at now. We at now where gangster cats and hard cats and you know, supposed to be, you know, these type of men, stand-up men, even stand-up men and all this, walk around and we show our booty.
Yeah. So you're right. And then be trying to impress men. That's what I'm saying, man. These young boys are trying to impress each other. That's why they got so much violence, because they're trying to impress each other. Why would you respect
hey, if you like to show your booty, it's okay. Show your booty, but I ain't
they
showing
don't.
My booty, man. Nah, I don't even like
females
really standing behind
female.
Me. Yeah.
Hello, I'm going
to
warm.
I got my voice. But that is true. That is true, though. I get you on that end, too, man, about you brought up another topic about disrespecting women in your music. And then, yeah, I do get that too, man, because I always wondered that, man, you know,
yeah,
say, you know, disrespecting women in your music, but
yeah,
acting different,
ask,
you know,
I
yeah.
I wish I could ask one of them, do they talk to their mamas like that, you know what I mean? Are they sisters,
right,
man?
Right, I see.
You know, I mean, are they
because if you
got to
attack
it
one way, you
got to
attack the whole thing,
did somebody tell them to sing them type of songs and shit like that? That's what I want to ask. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, because see, us
right.
black people, man, we done got caught up in that trick, man. You know, we done got caught up in the trick. In order to get that bag, like I say, they want that bag to get out of where they been or what they come from. Man, let me tell you something. You ain't got to sell your soul or disrespect no black woman as you being a black man, you know, telling a bitch to drop it like it's hot, spread her legs, shake that to get this money, fuck a bitch. I don't give, you know, all that stupid shit, man. That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Think about it. What if they had their own kid and another man do them like that? Do their daughters like that? Is that right? Do that make
oh,
it right for him to get
he
mad and come and say something to her? You know what I mean? Because if I set up and talk about a bitch this and a bitch that, and then a man coming to be disrespecting my daughter, am I supposed to get mad at him? Or do I say, yes, you're a bitch, or disagree with him? Huh? Or do I hit him in his damn head? But I can't do that when you doing it. You seeing it all day long. Yeah, you can't get mad at another son of a bitch that come in. You know?
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
I see. And that's real. That's real. I can see where you're going with that too, man, because, you know, and if you don't do it, but say you pushing that, but you don't do that in your personal life, then you pushing and you portraying that to others who might pick up on that and want to, you know, think it's cool or think that, you know, whatever. Grown men do it too, man. I'll be hanging with grown men, be just trying to put a lot of that stuff on, like, the younger males, because it's a lot of grown men that pick up on these newer, younger trends and be acting like, you know, younger men and stuff like that. It's like, It's an era where they, I don't know if they're afraid to embrace their age in that process, but a lot of them still hanging on to those trends that's produced by younger people. And see, I look at everything, man. I live life in a different reality, but that's the thing to be weird to me is I understand some things can fit your life, but some things that's meant for young people or meant for younger people. Like, how do people that's way, way older in these type of things, been through a lot of shit in their life, right, been through all kind of trials and tribulations, how do they submit themselves to younger trends when they already know in their life and already took them through certain trials, certain tribulations, but then they turn the record around because of the younger trend and they submit themselves to that younger trend? I don't know. Shit be weird to me, man. That's why I said I just be sitting back. Look, shit be weird to me, man. I say, hey, whatever you believe in or have you move and groove, man, that's you. Keep doing it. Hopefully it work for you, man. That's cool. We, you know, we ain't knocking nobody. A sexual preference or even a religious belief. However you believe, that's how you believe. Stand on that. Your sexual preference, whatever you like, that's what you like. We don't hate you. We're not mad at you. You know what I mean? But the Beyonce shit, that's just crazy shit. And the Aretha Franklin shit, that's just crazy. It's bad, man. Like, we can't even be having that conversation. Yeah, because, I mean, at one point in time, I mean, well, you got to think about it. They did took prayer and all this type of stuff in our schools and this type of stuff, but they replaced it with a whole lot of other stuff. They took that out of schools, but they put other stuff in schools, a whole lot of other shit in school that shouldn't even really be in there. Shouldn't be. They used to say, you know, for swaying kids, right? Even in the cannabis industry, there's certain packaging you can't really have. They don't want you to have because kids, you know, pick up on candy packaging and they don't even got to know what kind of candy it is. They relate it to the packaging, the color, the label, these type of things. They can see automatic, and automatic is candy. Hey, that's candy. So in certain packages in the cannabis industry, they don't want you to use because it's like targeting and marketing kids. Vape companies. That's why a lot of vape companies get in trouble because they come out with flavors of vape that kids love. Some of the top flavors voted on by kids. So they come out with those flavors like gushy berry smoke and shit like that, man. Just something that appeals to kids. So that's why they strict on that type of shit. But then again, on the other hand, look at the agenda that's been crept in and been pushed on them now. It's been a slow process, but now the wheel's been rocking and rolling and turning. So on this side, you say that these people can't do these certain things to target the kids, but then on this end, you targeting them. You targeting them in a way that's going to stick with them longer. You know, it is, like I said, man, when you sit back and look at the whole scheme of things and the larger scale of things, man, it's all a game that somebody playing. It's always a game that somebody playing, man. And no matter how many they say that it's out of their goodness or their heart, or they really standing up for this, they really standing up for that, that's cool and all good to say, but somebody got a game. Somebody got a game. Somebody got a objective always, man. And somebody's going to get what they after, one side or the other. But then when you look at the people and then you research and you just don't look at your place, your city, your hood, you start looking at other places and you look at their cities, their hoods, and you look at some of their problems, then you look at the more places. And then when you get to halfway looking at everybody in everybody's state in the United States, you like, damn.
Yeah.
So y'all really ain't really out here doing shit. When I say out here, I mean it out here in the streets of America. Y'all, it's places that people do shit, a lot of shit. Well, we're talking about, you know, these type people. Y'all really ain't out there doing nothing, man, like that. But when it comes to that courthouse, getting laws passed for right and for all of this acceptance, all of this because of personal preference and this type of shit, they got the power to do that. We had a man on the show. Bro, was you on the show when Mr. Platter was on talking about the kids that was homeless in Wichita?
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember if he was on or not. The guy named Mr. Platter, he was on an episode. He was talking about it was like 700 kids that was, you know, like displaced, man, and out on the streets in Wichita last year, man, and just him and somebody else alone. Yeah, you know, so if him and somebody else alone can just start something like that, that's, you know, and by the end of the year last year, 2022, they had placed like 10 kids. I got them off the streets, man, in better situations, hooked them up even with counselors, resources, and real, you know, like real work, man, and real shit. And if them two people can do that, now, like I said, here we do. We got all these groups that can get bills passed, get laws passed, and get all of this done in the court of law. But then look at all these other situations out here, man, that they don't even put that same power to fight for. It's always just about that shit. Yeah, it ain't for everybody. It ain't for for real change. I mean, you know, I can understand who you choose to fall in love with is a big issue. I ain't got nothing, no fight against that. Understand, whoever you fall in love with, that's who you fall in love with. But does that mean that we can't, yeah, but does that mean that since you fighting for that cause and you've won certain battles, not to use that power, that platform, to go and now start, you know what I mean, helping other situations? I mean, that would be the American way. That would be what you would think. That's that, you know, that reciprocal energy meaning, you know what I mean, behind that. You know, the government did give them certain rights and give them certain things. So that energy, you would think, got to come back to where, okay, now you got to go out here in the country and start helping in more ways than just one. More ways than just what's dealing with what you choose to identify as. Because there's more problems out here than just that. When you say, okay, now we've beat that subject. Okay, now we passed. Okay, boom, we got what we wanted. Then what's next? Mm-hmm. Nothing. Everybody just go home. What's next? You know, use that power to fight for the next cause, the next set of people, the next issue. I think, you know, when we get to that point as a people, then that's when the people are going to be very powerful. When we realize if we can do that and change shit and shift shit around because of our preferences, look at how we can use that energy and harness that energy. Do you know we don't even use, man, we use a little small percent of the sun's energy every day. Like with the sun energy that it puts out in a year, or a day, we don't even use that amount in a year. Yeah, the amount of the sun energy that it put out in a day, we don't even use that amount in a year, right? So just think about that energy. If we harness some of that energy and start directing some of that energy at things out here that we can actually help prevent and actually help change and actually make a better way for people, shit, man, we get a lot of shit accomplished, man. But all it is shit, let me love who I want to love. Let me be who I want to be. Let me look like what I want to look like. Let me stand, you know what I mean? Like, it got to be something greater. Maybe that's just what it is. I don't know. What you think, bro? Don't it got to be something greater, or is that just what it is? We can't just be fighting for gay, you know, gay rights and transgender and man, we ain't knocking nobody. We just saying, like, they can't. What's the end goal? Is the end goal for everybody to be accepted so we can all work together and make the world a better place for the next generation? Is that the end goal, or is the end goal kind of like everybody sliding off to their own cliques and in life? Then if you ain't this, you ain't that, then you stay over there and we stay over here. I don't know what the goal is.
Well, me, myself, I don't care if we all come together. Just keep it 99 with me. Don't be fake. Don't hide.
Yeah.
Keep it real.
Yeah, just don't be fake.
Do that,
man.
Yeah.
And hey, look, once again, too, big shout out, man, to everybody that is standing on the front lines fighting for whatever cause that they feel like. I was approached not too long ago about a cause. We ain't going to speak on it on this show, bro, because I know you know. But I was approached not too long ago about a cause dealing with Muskogee, man. And so, you know, I'm just going to say that, man. Salute to everybody that's standing on their cause. And if you have done something for certain areas here in Muskogee and you have fought for the acknowledgement of that area in any kind of way, we salute you. Keep fighting that fight. No problem. You know what I mean? From us and Famo Nation. However, we need to, you know, assist in you and your honoring and what you believe in and the changes that have been made or whatever that is, man. We respect it, and we can do what we can do on our end. That's all I'm saying. We're going to talk about another show, but that's just all I'm leaving there. Salute. No animosity, man. But, bro, we got some upcoming interview, man. Tomorrow we got Jimmy Ray right here from Muskogee, Oklahoma. Jimmy Ray going to be coming on the show, man. That's at 10 p.m., man. I got to jump on another show as well, man. back with an artist, man, on a different platform. But we will be here live with Jimmy Ray, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here for the interview session. We've been playing some of his music, man. I just met him not too long ago. What was it, a month or two ago, man? I just met him. Cool cat, man. I like his style. Very different. I like his music. Very yeah. different in his music, the things he talk about in his music. You know what I mean? So it'd be a good, man, session to have him on, man, pick his brain, find out a little bit about him, let the people find out about him, man, that might not know and connect him in. Because there's a lot of opportunities out there, man. It's a lot of opportunities out there, man, just from different things that I know that people and organizations I'm connected with, man. It's a lot of work out there. It's a lot of paid work out there. It's a lot of open doors up out there, man. But, you know, you got to know what you know to get through these certain doors, man. And you got to be willing to do what it takes to get through them. And if you really, really, if you really willing, then you can walk through those doors. If not, yeah, hey, enjoy the ride while you can. That's, you know what I mean? I don't know what else to say when it comes to that. Because, I mean, you know, shit, people going to do whatever they want to do anyway. And at the end of the day and the start of the day, man, people, everybody, you know, fighting for what they feel like is right. And feeling like, you know, for what they feel like can either work or need to be changed. All that. Everybody fighting for that. You know, the ones that are. So, hey, if it's helping, it's helping. If it ain't, you know what I mean? That's how I got to now, man. Yeah, I done got to the point. I just know what around me and the things that we got going on and stuff, and what I stand on, I got to stand on that. And, you know, but I got to be me. Even me, I got to be more considerate of others, man. How others feel. Like I said, if you feel like you disagree with what we've been saying about the whole Beyonce and all of that, or you disagree with anything, I said, hey, cool. I ain't mad at you at all. Just know I ain't going to change it. I ain't going to change my stance on it, man. How I stand on it. We already came too far. But, you know, that's just where you get at, right? And I think if we get, yeah, I think if we get to that point, then whatever Beyonce went over there, and now that's a touchy one, man, because the law, because people get killed for certain stuff over there. So that's kind of touchy one there, though, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like people that died, you know what I mean? Like they have punished people by death for same sex type stuff, man.
Yeah,
that's the real reality of it right there. But again, going to them places, you gotta respect their laws. So by them saying they look at it as disrespectful, you can't really say that they was bogus or they shouldn't have looked at that. Because if that's their laws and that's their rules, yeah, you disrespected their way of life. You can't come to America and disrespect our way of life and be a multi-mega star and think ain't nobody going to say nothing.
Hell no.
Tyson Fury, a boxer, the Gypsy King, man. He's a box heavyweight champion. You come over here and say some shit like that, man, he going to get into you. But, bro, before we wrap it up out of here, man, I want to appreciate you for coming on the show. Hey, man, everybody out there, you know, when you wake up, you probably, if you're replaying the show or if you're on with us right now, it is snowy out there, man, so be careful, man. Make sure you ain't driving crazy, man. If you're drunk, you're high, man, take your ass in now so you don't end up in a wreck. And also, man, we're going to talk about it, bro, because this is something I want to pass on to everybody. People in law enforcement know this right here, and they don't never really ever really put this out there, but it's certain time frames, man, that the police consider like hot time frames, and these time frames is, by statistics, the most time when crime occurs or when you're most likely to be able to be in a crime, right? And if you're looking at your probation, they'll tell you your probation, if you on an anchor mile, if you can't go somewhere, you got to get back to the house. You got to understand those time frames that they set for people. And they set them because them time frames that you not out is keeping you away from the highest time frame hours where crimes happen, people get arrested, and these type of things occur. So a lot of people don't understand, like, you know, going out and partying, that's all cool and fine and dandy. But if you look at it from law enforcement, that's kind of like when the crappie is hitting just right, bro, and you done found the honeypot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah,
that's exactly how it is, man.
We got them around here, bro. We got them around here, too. you know.
Yeah.
Peace hour, yeah. 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Shut it down in the smoke. They be riding. If you ain't got the ears or something on right, they pull you over.
And that's the thing. And that's a real thing. Like, it's real data and real evidence and proof behind that, that the time frame thing where the crime occurs. And at nighttime hours, when a lot of us like to kick it around these hours and this type of thing, that falls in those hours. And like I said, for us, we know a lot of people that's on.
The police says is in a black area, though.
You say what, bro?
Yeah, those peak hours. For where
yeah.
when they want to curse you, that's in the black area. That's in the minority area. See, like, in,
yeah.
here in our town,
yeah.
the east side, they don't do all that. They,
yeah.
You don't even see them over there fucking around. But right now, 10 o'clock at night, you know, in my side of town, maybe the police,
yeah.
yeah. You can't even, yeah. They'll be
yeah,
so
you're right.
even being outside.
You're right. And
so,
you're right.
It's still a stereotype,
right. bro. And see, we're going to get on that topic, too, because ain't no topic off limits, man. And it's been a lot of things going on in the world. It's been a lot of shootings going on, man. A lot of people going crazy and shit, killing people for no reason. All this crazy stuff going on. You got black cops going to jail. You got white cops getting off. It's a lot of shit going on. We going to talk about that shit, man. OG Gramps, man, you already know what it is, bro. Stay warm. Be careful, man. I'm going to slide through there tomorrow. Come holler at you. Everybody else, man. Y'all
yep.
stay tuned. Hey, also go to Femo Nation Forever. FemoNationForeverRadio.blueberry as BLUBRRY. That's how you spell the blueberry. BLUBRRY.com, man, to the yeah. website. All shows can be checked there, man. So y'all go check the website out and you can listen to all shows. Till next time, man. We're gonna keep this shit jerking. I'm gonna take my ass, get warm and eat something, man. So we out.